My name is John Carlin. I interviewed Mandela a few years back for a book that I've got coming out very soon. And I spoke about the capacity that sport has to move people. And as I spoke, he had this sort of sphinx-like, stony quality to his face. And I wasn't entirely sure whether he was actually paying attention or not.
Well, Mandela was definitely listening, in fact smiling, when journalist John Carlin mentioned that he wanted to focus the book on one sport, in fact one particular game, the Rugby World Cup final in South Africa in 1995. Let's talk about that game then. The team is the Springboks. It helps to remember that at this time, sports were huge in South Africa, they still are, and sports were segregated. So what was the importance of this one game if it was so associated with whites in South Africa?
The significance of this game is that it was the consummation of a 10-year drive by Mandela to win over white South Africa. Now, South Africa, rugby was the great religion of the whites and absolutely detested by the blacks as a hated symbol of apartheid. So Mandela's tremendous task was, on the one hand, to persuade the black population that now the South African team, the Springboks, was their team now, even though of the 15 players in the team, only one was of a brown shade of skin. And on the other hand, to persuade the whites that he was now their president and that they were all now united to win the World Cup. And on the day of the final against New Zealand, which was the mightiest team in world rugby at the time, Mandela had a brilliant idea of going out onto the field wearing the green Springbok jersey, as I say, a symbol of apartheid for many years. And when he walked out onto the field before the start of the game to shake hands with the players, the crowd, which was about 98% white, so reacted first with shock silence and then exploded into this chant of Nelson, 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 that grew louder and louder and louder. And it was the consummation of all Mandela's political dreams to A, abolish apartheid, and B, above all, unite a country that had been so deeply, deeply racially divided. It was the day when white South Africa crowned him king, and therefore the whole nation crowned him king.
And I guess against the backdrop of that, the Springboks won. They beat New Zealand.
The Springboks won in what was a nail-biting, harrowingly tense game. Mandela himself told me that he'd never experienced such tension in all his life, and this from a man who back in 1964 seriously thought he was going to face the death penalty. And then when he went out onto the field again afterwards to hand over the cup to his captain, the whole stadium erupted in cries ever louder of Nelson, Nelson, Nelson. The whole nation was in a state of absolute paroxysms of joy, black and white people hugging on the streets, dancing on the streets. And it was really the apotheosis of Mandela's 50-year political journey.
The whistle has gone. The dream has come true. One nation, one country, one South Africa, and one new World Cup champion.
Do you think that this moment of change that happened after that game and at that game in 1995, was it real change? How long did that feeling last?
It really was change, because the thing is, you know, South Africa clearly is a country with all kinds of problems and all kinds of divisions, but it is one nation. And I think above all else, when Mandela became president in 1994, there were an awful lot of storm clouds looming in the country. There were an awful lot of potential white terrorists out there ready to set about what could have been an appallingly damaging counter-revolution. And the fact that there wasn't that is a testimony to Mandela. I think that is the great legacy that he leaves behind. And I think it was the great value of the process I describe in my book, which culminates with white South Africa crowning him king in 1995.
The book is called Playing the Enemy, Nelson Mandela and the Game That Made a Nation by John Carlin. Thank you very much, John.
My pleasure.